Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's January 5th, 2015, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you from Los Angeles, California. It is Crab Diving Live, streaming at you warm and splashy on the internet on crabdiving.com. We are here for the next couple hours. It's 2:01-ish, 2:02-ish p.m. on the Western Type Coast. We're here till 4 or 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't between those times, you're listening to one of our fucking reruns, and we appreciate you for listening to one of our fucking reruns. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Fucking thank you for listening.
Yeah, we'll amp up
it.
We got a note that from the suits at the network that we should say fuck more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't. We're the suits.
I know.
So there you go.
We don't even have a suit.
We don't have a suit. I have a suit.
I have a suit. Oh. If someone dies.
It's the going to funerals.
Yeah, I'm done going to weddings. All my friends are done getting married. Now they're getting divorced.
And then if they do get remarried, they're not having a big they're not having a big deal for the second or third time around, right?
You know, honestly, it's crazy, but when my friends get unmarried, sometimes they're more fun.
Go figure.
To hang out with.
I know, it's weird.
After a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
after
no,
the
sure.
recovery.
Right, and then they just...
Depending on how, I mean, you know, who... If there was cheating involved and somebody's got something else on the side, then...
What do you mean?
They're not going to be as broken up about
the breakup. Oh, no, then they won't give a shit.
Right.
Right.
They've already kind of moved on.
Give us a call, 323-601-LIBS, for relationship advice.
Oh, yeah. I'm the right person to come to for that. Let's see what's going on here. It is Monday here in Los Angeles, California. Beautiful, warm, oddly warm. I know the rest of the country is starting to get teabagged by Jack Frost.
Oh,
but
really? Jack Frost was here.
Cold.
We had a rough winter. It lasted about 5 days, and I'm glad we were able to finally make it to spring.
It's California. Los Angeles survived
it. Oh, God, it was horrible, dude. It was so fucking cold.
We broke that streak, remember, of 370 straight days.
It dipped out of the 40s.
Of
it was
60, yeah.
37 fucking degrees,
call
man.
911.
It's cold.
But here today, it's supposed to be like 75, yep. 77 degrees.
We're the Weather Channel.
We are the Weather Channel. Well, there's people here who listen to
who want to know the weather.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Or people in other parts of the country that maybe want to know what's going on.
They hate us then. Any
right.
other part of the country right now, the weather sucks.
Yeah,
unless
I think for the
Hawaii, part. Does Hawaii get a winter? Or how's that work?
If you're listening from the Netherlands Antilles,
you're fine.
How's it going? Yeah, Hawaii's doing okay. You know, volcano-y, I think. But I think Hawaii is all year round. Is
a little volcano-y,
nice, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
a little more of Hawaii being made every day.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that the story?
Yeah, when the volcanoes erupt, they create new islands.
Right. It's like. Like if somebody's walking and having diarrhea at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like plop, plop, plop. That's how the islands pop up.
You know, I guess, you know, well, could you speculate then and then by swaths of ocean, hoping that an island will form in your swath?
In your swath? Well, it's underground volcano-y stuff, right?
It would take a while to form a new island. Is that what you're
Sometimes.
Saying?
Sometimes.
There's a, by the way, that this is... fucking relevant. It's been in the news. There's a new island in Japan that has just been formed from a volcano.
There you go.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Shit.
Doesn't surprise me, though. There's I thought there was a newish island in Hawaii, too, like in the Hawaiian
Oh, really?
Chain.
A new island?
It's something that's burbling up.
I've never been to Hawaii. Too expensive.
That would be nice. We should do a Kickstarter to move us to Hawaii.
No, oh, I would love that.
That'd be great. The crabs from Hawaii.
Hola. Hola. Hello. Aloha.
Aloha.
Fucking God. No one knows how to say anything.
Aloha. Mahalo.
Mekaleka hi. Mekaleka hi ni ho.
What's going on in the nation? I guess we could take a look at...
Don't cuss, Willow.
Well, that's the wrong Palin.
Close.
Don't cuss, Willow.
For these lamestream media characters to get
on... Oh, wait a second. By the way, that vapid, moronic, ass-wiping, moose-licking dink of a almost vice president.
Dink.
That hag.
That's a good one.
She... You know, the shit with the dog.
Yes.
Where she allowed and encouraged and actually thought it
was... Oh, the step on the dog?
Was proudly encouraging her son to stomp on the dog.
Right, right. We want that person to take care of our country.
And, well, so she rightfully got a shit storm from everyone. But then one of her favorite targets, PETA, and I'm not... saying a guy's named Peter with a Boston accent.
I mean, hey, PETA!
Yeah, P-E-T-A.
Right.
The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yeah.
Came out and with a statement, you know, shitting on her that you shouldn't...
Absolutely.
You shouldn't do that. And for the kid's own safety, what if the kid thinks, oh, I can step on dogs? Yeah. And he goes to somebody's house and steps on their dog, and their dog ain't into that.
Well, then their dog's in trouble for biting your stupid little crotch spine.
Right. Then they're going to be like, put that dog down because he bit my kid.
Why do people hate PETA? I always
sick the dog on Sarah Palin.
Right. I always hear whenever somebody says something about PETA, they're like, well, I supported what they did there, but most of the time I don't like their tactics.
They do some shitty.
Why?
Some shit.
What's so bad?
Stuff it's, like that.
They spray paint people's like fur coats. Something that they do.
I just heard a comic.
Don't they put out
recently say something about, like I you know I get it, no fur and everything, but you know it's already dead. There's nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, but that's why it was killed. I mean, it's not like it was killed. You know, no one ate. Maybe I don't know. Maybe somebody ate the meat.
Yeah.
You know, from which that coat was skinned.
We have the technology now that we don't need it.
Why do you need it? It's so expensive. It's so dumb. I mean, I see people out with these fur coats and dudes out with these fur coats. I mean, it's all crazy. I was like, what if you're chewing gum and your gum happens to fall out onto your coat? Then what? You got a big wad of chewing gum into your really expensive.
Right. Then you use ice, right? Isn't that
I don't know.
How you get gum out of your hair?
I don't wear fur, so.
So she came back bravely on Facebook. Lashing out at PETA, and listen to her argument is it's typical. Her son who stepped on the dog is supposedly a special needs one, but she really is.
She was that kid was standing on top of a dog. It could have broke the dog's back or something.
And people are like, you know, the dog would have jumped up if it was hurt. You're so such.
No, you don't know. Are you a
Let
vet?
Let me step on your face, you cum face, and see see how you feel. So
your back.
The she took a swing back about her son when they criticized photos of her son Trig.
Trig
standing on the family dog, and she wrote, "Chill. At least Trig didn't eat the dog."
What the fuck does
that
mean?
That's in reference to our commander-in-chief, President Barack Hussein Obama.
He ate a dog?
Who, in his book, his autobiography that he wrote before he was El Presidente.
Yes, the tyrant.
Before he assumed Uber Führerhood. He mentioned that when he was living in Indonesia... You know, when he was becoming a Muslim, apparently.
Right.
And
well, that's when he was in Al-Qaeda.
Sucking
sleeper
cock
cell.
Or whatever, because I guess he's gay,
really?
Too.
He was into that?
That he had eaten dog.
Oh, God, why?
But that's what they do over there, did. Or, you know, still do in parts.
Don't eat it. Don't eat that dog.
But he talked about it, the fact that he had eaten. He had eaten dog.
Yeah.
And that's her response.
Oh, my God. What kind of dog did he eat?
That Obama, as a kid.
Right.
Was given dog to eat and ate it.
Well, he was a child.
And Sarah Palin megalithic cunt bag that she is.
Noted.
Equates that to encouraging her son and her being a shitty mother, half-ass as just as much of her governorship as she did.
Right.
Half.
Well, I think that's all you have to do up there. I mean, there's really, it's a big ice ball with a few people living there.
She can't even be a parent. She can't even teach her kid.
And Barack Obama was only a kid when he had the dog, right?
For the good of the kid. I believe so, yeah.
He didn't run a state. This is an ex-governor telling somebody to step on a dog.
Right. Chill. Oh, you should chill. At least he didn't eat it.
Right.
Ooh, I got him. I zinged him, didn't I?
Wow. If you're a Republican, are you happy with the fact that people in your party are shitty to animals? I mean, really, Romney put his fucking dog on the hood of his car or the roof of his car for a trip.
There is that.
To me, that's the worst. Who would do that?
In Obama's autobiography, Dreams from My Father, he describes eating dog meat as a child in Indonesia and said it was tough.
It wasn't his fault, you dipshit.
But it's
unreal.
You're speaking logically. And anybody that has any moron, troglodyte, knuckle dragger, dual cupper out there that pays any attention
cha-ching
to what this Christo fascist hag has to say,
right,
is a complete moron.
Well, there's lots of
unworthy
those
of having any. Well, less and less.
She though has lots of fans.
Less and less.
Really?
Fewer and fewer. Well, I didn't we talk about her? Sarah Palin channel ain't doing well.
No one's watching, or
I guess people aren't willing to pay $9.95 a month to hear her.
I would like. You know what? I wonder how many people pay $9.95 a month, and I would tell you for what she could. I mean, she could put that up with just her family doing it. It doesn't matter how shitty it is. The people that are signed up now are hardcore fans, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So fuck it. Just fire everybody and have your stupid kids do it. That's like no overhead. And then she'll be making some off the subscriptions. You can have Tank be your programming director.
Well, she's got that husband bringing Tank in all that money as a professional snowmobile rider.
Oh, right. Well, he's got a sponsorship, right? Professional.
And she's got that son who apparently has got quite a left hook and likes to rip his shirt off at parties and get into fights. And
yeah. What I'll say about
Bristol
her
could do MME,
oh,
maybe.
Absolutely. That would be fun. Why not? Here's what I'll say about her son, who's a professional snow machine guy. My brother lives up in Alaska, and he told me.
Snow machine, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, don't say snowmobile.
They're rolling their eyes. Oof. Up and tell Keaton.
Poser. You know, Trigger, what's his name?
The kid?
Yeah, no, the snowmo. No, no, no.
Torque,
oh,
twat?
Oh, it's Todd.
Tunk?
Todd. Todd is
the dad is Todd.
Is a snowmobile ologist, whatever the fuck he does.
Snow machinist.
Yeah, yeah, of course he is. He probably has a really nice snow machine.
I'm sure he does.
My brother has a shitty snow machine that he was doing the census out there. He drove it like 10 miles. Oof. Across some frozen lake to go try, right, to get counted.
Carrying a hot potato to,
yeah,
eat,
yeah, I mean, no shit.
It is bear cold in.
But he was telling me, he's like, he had tools, he knows how to fix it if it breaks down. And this thing sounds like it fucking breaks down. You got a cell phone range?
Gosh. You're out in the middle of, let's
cell
say
phone range.
You're 45 minutes out.
I don't know.
And your snow machine.
Figure out how to fucking fix that.
Right. You better be watching Doomsday Preppers.
Right. I'm not impressed with Todd.
Yeah, Todd's not.
Todd's fine. You're professional. What do you do on that? Just go as fast as you can? Or what makes you professional? I mean, where's the skill?
Isn't that what he does? I mean, am I talking out of my ass? Isn't that what Todd Palin
does?
No,
it sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
Maybe he runs a...
Does he run one of those Pray the Gay Away camps like Michelle Bachmann's husband?
Todd Mitchell Palin.
Yes.
Is an American oil field production operator. Oh, so he worked on oil fields.
So he makes a lot of money.
Commercial fisherman.
Okay.
And champion snowmobile racer. It
Todd.
Says snowmobile. I'm sorry, it says snowmobile.
Ooh,
in Wikipedia.
Really? Oh, those Wikipedia, those little effete jerk-offs.
Winning the Tesoro Iron Dog Race 4 times.
Good for him. Congratulations, stupid. Nobody likes you.
And there you go.
You got your son stepping on a dog. He's a regular Renaissance man. Now, what is he? He's a fisherman. He's a what?
He's
a, does a, oil.
Oil field production operator, commercial fisherman, and champion snowmobile racer.
Congratulations, Todd. You won life.
Husband of, you know.
You did a good job, buddy.
Half-term failed governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin.
Again, failed.
And
I
loser.
I strongly disagree. Failed? What other ex-governors have more shit going on than this nutball?
As a governor, she failed. For her, she's
great.
Shit for an idiot.
I mean,
she's made it great.
Why isn't she on that Fox and Friends? That's what I would do if I was her. I'd be like,
she's too crazy for them.
For Fox?
Yeah, she's been on Fox. And even Fox has kind of distanced them from her. And I thought it was months ago on the old goldacrabdiving.com. Oh, by the way, we're on Twitter. Give us tweet if you like, at crabdiving. We may have the Skype up and running.
The Skype is running. Give us a call.
Yeah, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. You can get in touch with us that way.
I mean, if you think we're wrong about our analysis of the Palin dynasty, ring us up.
Interesting that we are talking about her also, because also in the news I've got, before we get to like the real headlines, the real shit going
this
on.
This is real shit.
But she is the voice of our news.
Right. Drop. She's important.
So it's important to.
She's an important dullard. She's not the most important dullard, though.
God, there's a new one today. There's a big one in the news with big teacup, or I mean teapot ears, big bald head.
Right.
From Texas. A little bit more from the Wasilabillies.
Yeah.
This is the the man who provided the batch for Bristol's baby.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Bristol's baby daddy.
Okay.
Former Playgirl model.
Oh, right.
Levi, I got to open it now. Levi Strauss. Levi McDick Cheese. Levi Johnston.
Levi McDick Cheese. Hear ye.
Bristol Palin's former boyfriend, they were never married, Levi Johnson, according to reports, was, you know, he's married. He's
moved
on.
Please tell me they found him in a truck stop blowing someone.
He's found love.
Oh, okay.
He moved on.
Right.
Now has a new wife.
Oh, okay.
Named Sonny Oglesby. And Sonny is the mother of his second child, by the way.
Oglesby.
The in October, according to reports, Levi Johnson was pummeled and, quote, nearly stabbed.
Is this a British paper?
By his new wife.
Pummeled.
It is.
I was pummeled.
Daily Mail.
I can always tell. They don't know how to say anything. Who says pummeled?
Pummeled.
He was pummeled. Hello.
Bristol Palin's former beau.
He was knocked about. He was.
Levi Johnson was pummeled and nearly stabbed by his new wife during a boozy.
Oh, God.
New
what?
Year's, a boozy.
Oh, boozy.
A boozy New Year's Eve attack.
Oh, this makes it sound so much more sophisticated.
A shocking new report claims.
Not shocking.
He's 22.
He's stupid.
22.
He's a real dipshit.
Blasting babies out already.
Good, good, good. This is a father, by the way.
Of two.
A father of two was pummeling, or he was pummeled.
A girl that they've named. Oh, come on.
What?
Johnson married Sonny in October, months after she became pregnant with a girl.
Okay.
Whom the couple named Breeze. Breeze Beretta after the Italian firearm.
You didn't have to tell me that. I knew it was after.
It wasn't the 70s.
Yeah, the cop
show.
Beretta.
It was.
Beretta.
Name the daughter after a gun.
I never watched Beretta. Was it good?
It's a great show. Yeah. We should put Netflix that shit. Yeah, it's really funny. That's the name of that tune.
Is that Beretta?
That's what they used to say.
Who was that?
When he was done.
Wait, was Beretta fucking.
The guy that shot his wife. Allegedly.
Oh, shit.
And got away with it. What's his name?
Oh, damn it. He named his kid Beretta. How stupid.
So they're saying that it was New Year's Eve, and Sonny allegedly attacked Levi in front of horrified family members. They said she had a few too many martinis. And one witness said, quote, she went completely insane. She started biting,
kicking and slapping him. Then she grabbed a knife and tried to stab him.
Oh, my God.
It says they had just enjoyed a romantic dinner. He's gone to see New Year's Eve fireworks.
Is this what's
they got
it?
Fireworks?
Is this Levi or Kelsey
this
Grammer's
is Levi.
Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think Kelsey's doing okay. He's waving a little kid around now again. Another baby.
Okay.
He
had a kid.
65 or something.
He's gonna be.
And
he's gonna be
a kid around.
He's gonna be dead before the kids potty train.
They'll both be drinking the same formula.
What a dipshit. I mean, really, Kelsey Grammer. What the fuck, dude?
So witnesses are saying that
sterilize
something
yourself.
Levi Johnson said sent Sonny into a rage. So he said something.
Oh, my God.
Sent her, quote, lunging at the former Playgirl cover boy, how this reads.
Robert Blake, by the way, was in Beretta.
Robert Blake. Thank you.
I have to look that up.
She was calling him all kinds of names. She had two martinis, then she just snapped. Ranting and raving about Levi not thinking she was pretty enough. Oh, maybe he looked at some girl's ass or
you
something.
You dipshit, Levi. You're stupid.
He was stunned, too stunned to defend himself, curled up in a fetal position.
Oh, no.
While she was beating the shit out of him.
Oh, dude. He just, you know.
But then it took a harrowing turn.
Harrowing! Hello.
It's harrowing. When she reportedly grabbed the knife, Sonny's mother and brother grabbed her, pulled the knife away from her as Levi ran off in terror.
Holy
Happy
shit.
New Year, everybody.
Where were they? Were they at dinner or were they somewhere in public or is this their home? I think you said their home. God.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
This was at Starbucks, right?
Right.
Heddowing.
Again.
Hello.
There is cell phone footage.
There has to be.
That would be fucking awesome.
I mean, would people know? They wouldn't know who the. No one would know to take a photo of this or film it because you would know who Levi is or his girlfriend.
Well, they're in Wasilla, too.
Yeah,
right?
They mean, would know. They actually would know. Oh,
these
this
people
is,
are fucking celebrities.
Yeah, but this is why there's no footage or. Because
it's the same reason there's. Nobody found footage of the.
Really? I just think this is.
The Wasilla Billy. Breakdown of 2014. There
do you really is this really film worthy in Alaska? I mean, I just assume this shit goes on all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, look, yeah. Somebody pulled a knife at dinner. Oh, aren't you special?
God, it was crazy last night at the bar. Nobody got in a fight.
Okay, yeah. I didn't get stabbed one time. Yeah. Before you go to the bar, you got to like duct tape phone books.
I didn't
your
have
chest.
To clean up any blood off of the bar.
Yeah, look at me. What a great night.
It's kind of like an Irish pub,
except colder.
They started dating, says Johnston, started dating Sonny in 2010, several months after his short-lived second engagement to Bristol.
What white trash. I mean, really, this is the best. Yeah. I don't know. Shouldn't they be in a trailer park? Everything here should be happening in homes that have trailer hitches.
He was an 18-year-old high school hockey player in Wasilla when he was thrust into the spotlight.
Good heavens.
After Sarah Palin was selected.
Who wrote this? Oscar Wilde?
As McCain's running mate in 2008.
Thrust. He was pummeled.
No, it just says Daily Mail reporter. Nobody's
oh, really?
Taking credit for this reporting.
Generic Brit.
And what's the name of their kid? Oh, God, there's the cover of Playgirl with him on it.
Oh, jeez. Look at me. I'm Levi.
But Brent said he didn't show cock, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
He just showed...
just sack.
Bristol.
He just showed sack.
Ass.
Right.
It might have been back sack, right?
Oh, it was. It was back sack.
It was back sack.
Yeah. You only had to wax one side of it.
Maybe a little bit of starfish.
if you're lucky.
Yeah, he was out here trying to be an actor or some shit like that, right?
Why not? Why not, dummy?
All right.
This is every dummy out. Listen, every dummy on the planet comes here to be an actor. Why not Levi?
Why wouldn't you? When you see pictures like that one of Leonardo DiCaprio spent some of his New Year's.
Yeah,
remember
on the
that,
beach.
Remember that picture?
Right.
Not that long ago. I think it's on TMZ.
On the beach with discarded models.
There is literally like 6 to 8 supermodels just strewn about DiCaprio who's sitting there on the
littered.
beach, just smirk on his face and sunglasses on,
Right.
And it's like somebody had a waste basket full of supermodels and just turned them over there and spilled them out.
And there he was in repose. We should talk like the Daily Mail all day.
Repose.
Fucking Brits make everything sound so nice.
Hence,
they make it sound like that fucking Levi, whatever is that fight took place in a nice, right. Like high tea. But you know that's not the case. Were they having finger sandwiches?
They were just discussing the latest Noel Coward play.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
God, these guys are brutal. Mel Gibson displays thinning hair and bald spot as he jets out of LAX.
Not noted. No one notices that.
The day after turning 59.
Oscar winners that end up like having voicemail services where...
Yeah, I think if
he says he hopes his girlfriend is raped by a pack of N-words.
Yeah.
No one's noticing your hairline
anymore.
If a
little thinning on top is the worst press he's going to get, I think he's really fucking happy with
that
one.
Should be thrilled.
Hey, look how bald I am.
Oh, look.
Look, check it out, guys.
I didn't say anything anti-Semitic that showed up in the news, which you know he did.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. What didn't make it out? You hear all these stories. Right. You always wonder.
You know what he does these days? Before he goes on one of those racist ramps, he ignites an EMP.
Turn out all the...
Kills everything.
Kill the cell phones like they have those some places. I think somebody recently got in trouble. There was a theater or something where the owner was like, fuck this. And he put in one of those cell phone blockers. And I think he got in trouble for it. I don't think you can necessarily do that right now.
Oh God, that would be the best to do. Listen, if I was a publicist or somebody and I was following around one of these celebrities, I'd be like, you know what? I got one of these machines that kills every camera within like 50 yards. Right. I'd be whipping that motherfucker out all the time. This kills it all. I mean, I know that's a shitty thing to do, but damn.
Like Bieber, you just have a wave of people around you with the...
I don't know what...
cell phone blocker.
This is how I think you handle Bieber, if you're Bieber's guy. You just...
Blow dart?
Yeah, that was my suggestion. I said you put him in one of these sensory deprivation chambers, and he's stupid, so this is why you could do it. And then you know, hooking up to a tube to feed him and just drug the fucker... and just pull him out of there. Just make him think that he's sleeping all the time.
Right.
Unless he's at a concert. Then you shoot him full of like some stimulant to get him to sing a stupid song.
Great. To get all the girls going.
I mean, that's essentially what they did with Michael Jackson, right?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what they did with Michael
Jackson. I mean, I got to think is people were like, oh, he's addicted to propofol. Propofol. You said propofol and not young boys, right?
Propofol. Meth.
That's
propofol,
what he's abusing propofol, right now.
Meth.
Yeah.
Oh.
That propofol saved a lot of kids from probably being raped, if you think about it. I mean, when he was asleep, he wasn't what? Molesting kids. Right.
The ones that he didn't slow down with the Jesus juice first.
They shouldn't sue that doctor. They should give him a big fat check.
This is interesting. The headline at the commie pinko liberal
Effete.
Huffington Post is a photograph of the honorable or the dishonorable Steve Scalise of Louisiana.
Okay.
Who may have gone to, you know, a meeting or two.
With the Klan.
He didn't know, Ryan. He didn't know. How dare you?
God.
He thought everybody was painting or something.
Listen,
that's why
dude,
they were wearing the sheets to cover them.
If you're a politician in the South and you're showing up to speak somewhere, that's the last thing. That's the last thing you ask your guy. Your right-hand man. Is this Klan bullshit?
Sure.
Please tell me.
These aren't white supremacists. Right?
I don't want to talk to those guys.
Should you have to ask that question?
Yes.
Though?
You're in the South. Of course you do.
Well, that's true.
I mean, come on. You got to ask.
It says the headline on the Huffington Post says, White House lowers the boom on Scalise.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's not much they can do. They probably just said he's a shithead.
Right.
White House Press Secretary John Earnest. He's becoming during the Monday briefing, one day before the start of the new congressional session. Woohoo!
Starting off great, by the way.
Let's get a whole bunch of nothing done. Let's repeal Obamacare, impeach.
Let's elect what's his name?
Steve Scalise?
No.
Louis Gohmert.
Gohmert.
That we're coming to that story. As fucking Speaker of the House.
It's great 2015 so far.
Josh Earnest, the press secretary, said it'll be up to House Republicans to decide if Scalise should keep his leadership post, despite the fact that he admitted that in 2002 he spoke to a Louisiana group created by former Ku Klux Klan. It says leader, but is it Grand Vizier Wizard? Isn't it?
I think it's
Grand Uber Wizard.
Keymaster.
Keymaster.
No, it's number one.
The number one. I have to take a number two. You have the con. Ernest. He said that if they do keep the Scalise as one of the, his last name is Ernest. If Republicans do keep Scalise as one of the leaders, it will reflect on the party's values.
Yeah, I know. I think it'll it'll reflect accurately upon the party's values.
I mean, yeah, you know, what about that outreach? Remember after the guy with the perfect hair and the teeth who strapped his dog to the roof of the car?
Yes.
Lost. Mm-hmm. Lost.
Right.
The election. Didn't they come out with that post-mortem or whatever they called it?
Oh, yeah, man.
Reinspriebus, the...
Yeah, they wanted to reach out to the other side, to minorities, correct?
Right.
So you know what they did? They were like, well, let's repeal the DREAM Act.
Yeah, let's put up sniper towers at the border. And let's arm those giant T-shirt cannons with every little brown kid we find over here.
Because all those Mexican kids are from ISIS, and they have Ebola.
They brought Ebola.
They have disease.
Both of those cases they brought.
I mean, we got old white guys in office who all but refer to those people as animals.
So hopefully they kind of got what's his face? Grimm.
Yeah.
He fortunately resigned because they were worried they were going to have to deal with him, too. Boner, the orange guy that cries all the time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him starting the new session? And they've got one guy who is now a convicted felon waiting sentencing who's like, I ain't going.
Yeah.
And they've got this other guy who is like, yeah, so I talked to some people
back in the day that
have not liked some brown people.
Whenever I see Boehner shuffle on the stage to talk, it looks like, you know, he's just like, pour it, fill it up, buddy.
Yeah.
I'll take a double. More ice in the tumbler, please. Oh, he spoke at a Klan meeting. I don't care.
And I respect that.
What? That he
just wanted to have a drink and say fuck it.
I don't blame you. If I was in charge of Congress, I'd be stoned. I don't. Yeah. I mean, really, I think someone should test John Boehner. I think he's smoking weed.
Should
I don't
be a big hookah. Oh well, they should absolutely drug test those motherfuckers. But they're too busy trying to pass laws to drug test the poor.
They're so pious.
Yeah, let's drug test welfare recipients.
Oh, yeah.
on people on unemployment and shit.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mr. Scalise is talking to a bunch of fucking guys in hoods.
Oh, and these guys are, you know, the Merck and all the big pharma.
Yeah.
Are probably, they probably have dispensers of free anything in the houses of Congress you want.
Oh, my God.
And go over to Boehner's office and head to the lithium dispenser.
God, I hear when you walk through Congress, the floor, yeah, it's like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
The floor, like, cracks with Viagra. Right.
Blue dust.
You wouldn't, honestly, if you needed a Viagra, you wouldn't have to go that far. You wouldn't have to go that far. I bet you could find some Viagra in Congress.
I'm sure.
Jeez.
Let's dumb it down. Let's give equal, fair balance and turn off our brain cells for a while. Try to think like a knuckle dragger.
I think this is gonna have something with the police, right? Police related.
It is a photograph on the Drudge Report of former President William Jefferson Clinton. He's, you know, they don't generally pick the most flattering.
Yeah, is he coming
photos
out of a titty bar?
the headline says Bubba and the Palm Beach pedophile.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Dun, dun, dun.
Clinton's not thrilled to see that.
We're going back to the Daily Mail.
Okay. Hello.
Thank you, Drudge. Bill Clinton identified in a lawsuit against his former friend and pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, who had, quote, regular orgies at his Caribbean compound that the former president visited multiple times.
Listen, you know Clinton didn't attend those orgies, maybe.
Lawsuit is revealing this is the Daily Mail. A new lawsuit has revealed the extent of former President Clinton's friendship with a fundraiser who was later jailed for having sex with an underage prostitute. Well, oh, come on.
What? They had orgies, man.
Well, I mean, they're like, pedophile. We have to say it the British way.
Oh, pedophile.
Bill Clinton identified in lawsuit against his former friend and pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein.
So he's just named in a lawsuit. He's part of the details in it or some bullshit. Like, he was at this orgy. Was he, though? I want to know. Like, I don't want to know if Clinton was at this orgy.
This sounds like Bunga Bunga parties, right? From Berlusconi.
Did Hillary comment at the bottom?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton.
She's like, oh, my God.
I always wondered why he wanted me to smell his finger when he came back from that guy's island. Tales of orgies and young girls being shipped to the island called Little St. James have been revealed as part of an ongoing lawsuit between Epstein and his former lawyers, Scott Rothstein and Bradley Edwards. So he's suing his former lawyers?
How horrifying. You imagine you're shipped off in a container to this little tropical island, and waiting for you are a bunch of old, saggy, white guys. Just like fucking full of Viagra.
Right.
Your next few hours aren't going to be great.
Yeah.
That's all there is to that.
It's unclear what the basis of the lawsuit is, but they do go on to call witness testimony from some of the frequent guests at Epstein's Island.
Oh, shit.
Where they want to talk about the wild parties that were held there in the early 2000s. Flight logs.
Oh, no.
Pinpoint Clinton's trips on Epstein's jet between the years of 2002 and 2005 while he was working on his philanthropic post-presidential career while Hillary was senator.
Oh, God.
Of New York. So she was busy.
Listen, I tell you
he's
something.
He's off working on his philanthropic
You know what Hillary
stuff.
Says? I don't think these people have 1 ounce of love between them. I think they're associates, Bill and Hillary. And I think Hillary saw an email. All the fucking rich-ass white old people got this email. It's like, hey, guys, we're having an orgy down at the island. Do you want to go? And Hillary's like, oh, my God. Why don't you go to that orgy? I got to write this legislation week. You're making me nuts.
Leave me alone.
Go to the orgy in the Bahamas, please. Just don't let anybody know you're going, and for God's sake, stay off the fucking flight log. Now he fucked up.
According to one woman's testimony in the lawsuit, she said, I remember asking Jeffrey, what's Bill Clinton doing here, kind of thing, and he laughed it off and said, well, he owes me a favor.
He owes me a favor? Was it me? Oh, you know what? I was in an orgy with the president. Does he want to tell people that or something?
Yeah. You better make sure every piece of clothing is burned. None of this blue dress repeat.
No, believe me, if Clinton goes to an orgy, I think
there's a DNA team, anti-DNA team.
Everybody is required afterwards to gather in the yard naked, and everything else is burned to the ground, and you're issued little suits to go home in.
It's Harvey Keitel from Pulp Fiction.
We are cleaning this motherfucker.
The woman went on to say how orgies were a regular occurrence. She recalled how two young girls from New York were always seen around the five-house compound.
Jesus Christ.
But their personal backstories were never revealed.
Who needs five houses?
Were they just running wild naked on the, like, deer?
Nobody knew.
Nobody
thought to ask. Hey, what are those two young naked girls doing by the fountain over there? They've been here for a week.
Why are they licking that thing of salt?
Right. they're deer or something?
Like, yeah.
Salt lick.
Let's see. At least one woman on the compound said she was there unwillingly, that she was forced to live as one of Epstein's underage sex slaves for years.
Oh, wow.
Being forced to have sex with politicians.
Ooh.
Businessmen.
Which ones?
Academicians? Is that a word?
Academicians.
Academicians?
Oh, my God. Academic people. Academics. Like professors.
Isn't it academics, though? Academicians.
That guy from Californication was down there every weekend. What's his name?
Royalty.
Frank Moody. Hank Moody was
Hank
down
Moody,
there.
Hank Moody, yeah. And royalty.
Royalty. Oh, a couple of sheiks.
There's that other story going on right now that Prince Andrew of England.
Yes.
There's some chick here in the United States is suing, saying that he boinked her when she was underage, and it's the same kind of deal that
you have been boinked.
What
by
is with these
royalty?
God, I guess you can.
I don't know.
If you're
man.
In the Illuminati, or you get to that certain
that's some
point,
power
that you can just import underage girls to islands and fuck this.
You go to the orgy. You go to the orgy at the five house compound.
Good God!
How do you have a five house compound? I mean, what is it? You own like a little town then?
An island. It's a country.
God, I want that. Do I get an army?
Well, I don't know if it's well defended. I don't know what they would get on the
See, that makes me nervous. I don't know. Probably not a lot. I mean, they're a little too. I imagine if you're going to attack these guys, go at the peak of the orgy. No one's paying attention. They're too busy with these girls.
Oh, Epstein's exploits have been documented since 2005 when a woman in Palm Beach contacted police saying that her 14-year-old daughter had been paid $300 to massage him and then have sex.
God.
Wow.
That guy, the Epstein or whatever his name is.
Oh, he spent 13 months of an 18-month sentence in jail.
Ooh.
And remains a registered sex offender for that.
Oh, wow. So is Bill Cosby down there still, or did he leave? Or...
Right.
He doesn't really... That's not his thing, I mean.
And here we go. Several of his famous friends cut ties with him, including Clinton and then New York governor-elect Elliot Spitzer.
Bullshit. Oh, my God. How much fun is Spitzer and Clinton on the week, on holiday together?
Listen to the rest of the sentence. But not all of them. Prince Andrew...
Holy shit.
Reportedly stayed at Epstein's mansion in New York in 2010.
Was Will Smith there as well? Can you confirm that?
Does Will Smith have allegations of fucking underage girls?
No, I'm just wondering. He's a famous guy.
Oh.
Famous guy in the Illuminati.
Yeah, he may have.
Right.
But I mean, because Prince Andrew is just coming out now, we know Spitzer had his issues.
Right. They shouldn't, you know what? If you want to stay off the flight log, why didn't they invite Travolta and have him fly down there? I mean, I'm sure you just make one of the houses Travolta's house and he can have his gay orgies and then you're off right. The flight log.
The lawsuit is claiming that Clinton was friends with an unnamed woman who kept images of naked underage children on her computer.
Oh, my God.
Helped to recruit underage children for Epstein and photographed underage females in sexually explicit poses.
So was Clinton helping him photograph? Was he holding the bounce?
She said that Clinton was friends with a woman who did the helping.
Oh, okay. They were friends?
Well, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. That's an odd relationship. How do you become friends with a pedophile
who's
like got a whole photography studio?
Then there's a picture of Clinton pictured posing for a photo with Barbie Girl and Ava Adora, two known prostitutes who work at the Bunny Brothel. In Nevada, remember he was at that event?
Oh, yeah.
And the two prostitutes were there, and they're just like, can we have a picture with you? He's like, sure. He doesn't know who they are. He's walking by. He's like, hey, smiling. And it turns out they're two bunny rats.
He's kind of a magnet
hookers.
For that, you know?
It's a great picture.
So what's the story? He continues to be a tremendous perv. He likes to go to orgies.
But
shocker.
The allegations are that he's friends with somebody
who's in trouble.
Orgies.
He was named in a lawsuit.
Yeah, he's friends with somebody.
But that's
who he's friends with somebody who is facilitating.
Oh, okay.
Tagging and bagging little girls and bringing them back to the island compound.
Yeah, but he was named in a lawsuit, though. I mean, why? Why would he be named? Just so you know, was somebody just trying to be impressive? Be like, ooh, I'm going to drop some names here.
Probably. It said they're trying to get everybody that was on the island.
Oh, okay.
Through those years to try to testify to what shenanigans.
Please, can you just call me rather than put my name in the fucking paper?
What's going on? Like, Clinton's going to testify.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I fucked the shit out of him.
Right?
Oh, yeah, 14, 15, we had a great time.
I mean, you had everyone in the world wanting him to come clean about that Monica Lewinsky shit.
Oh, he wouldn't even admit
but
that.
No,
jizz is on her shirt.
Could
he wouldn't
you
even
imagine
admit it.
The pressure? The pressure you're feeling for the world, and he was basically fuck you, I don't give a shit.
The sub headline is on the smoking gun, and it says that Bill Clinton had 21 phone numbers.
That's it. Wow, he must pare him down, really. I mean, to stay in Bill Clinton's little black book, could you imagine? I mean, you really have to.
According to court records, Clinton frequently flew with Epstein aboard the investor's private jet from 2002 to 2005.
No shit. Frequently. Hey, you want to go to that orgy again this week? I'm not doing anything. Hillary's in Washington.
They collected... during the early stages of the probe, cops snuck into his trash, Epstein's trash. They found documents with the names of many of his underage masseuses, as well as an Amazon.com invoice for the purchase of sex slave books, like Slavecraft, Roadmaps for Erotic Servitude, Principles, Skills, and Tools. There's also Training with Miss Abernathy, a workbook for erotic. I don't know where this sounds. Oh, only we can hear this. Training with Miss Abernathy, a workbook for erotic slaves and their owners.
A workbook?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? It tells you how to fill in the blank?
I don't know, I guess.
The ball gag goes tightly in the blank.
Right.
I mean,
maybe it helps you come up with safe words.
If this guy is so, I mean, why would he just order it on Amazon under his name? I mean,
well, why not? He's rich.
But
and then SM101, realistic introduction. This they found is trash.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying, if you've got this whole operation going on, do you really want to kind of fly under the radar on your Amazon purchases?
Oh, they say that Clinton was never deposed.
Okay.
Lawyers obtained Epstein's computerized phone directory, which included email addresses for Clinton, along with 21 phone numbers for him. So it wasn't... They make this sound like this guy had... You know, like, here's Bill's chicks and a list of 21 phone numbers.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
No, he had 21 different phone numbers to get in touch with Bill Clinton.
Oh, my fucking God. What a self-important narcissist. I have 21 numbers. It's going to be so hard for you to get in touch with me. I'm going to make you jump through hoops.
There's assistants and shit, too.
He's not even president anymore. He has an assistant.
He's a busy guy.
No, my God. What's Bill's assistant? Is Bill's assistant in on the shenanigans? Like, is Bill's like, hey, listen, Skippy, or whoever the fuck he is, I'm going to be going off to that five-house compound down in the Bahamas, and if Hillary asks, just keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
If you know what's good for you.
I'm feeding African children.
Right. Hillary's like, are you really going to that leper camp again? Right. Oh, my God, Bill.
What is so about Liberia?
I'm so proud of you. Oh, wait. Oh, you're going to fuck underage masseuses at some sex slave party?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Color me shocked. She's not surprised.
She's not. I wouldn't think she.
That was her quote. No, please. Everybody knew. Come on, relax. That's what she said.
Right. So those are the headlines. That's the headline over on the Drudge Report.
Well, that's a Drudge. Good job. That's a really interesting headline. I want to hear more, please.
Well, you know, they're going after Bill because
Hillary's going to run again.
They got nothing on Hillary right now.
Well, doesn't Matt Drudge in a way feel? Do you think he feels like he lost because Clinton never resigned?
Maybe.
I mean, I think Matt Drudge won, personally. I mean, he has that big old website that people give shits about.
And he does shit.
He didn't do anything. He aggregates news stories.
Right. Right.
It's stupid headlines from stupid people.
He doesn't even... I mean, he kind of dug up the story, that story. He was a blogger. He actually, I guess, did work at that time. But now he doesn't do shit. He doesn't write anything that I know of.
That's amazing.
Right?
No, I don't know. Oh, he writes children's books.
Collects millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
I would not, could not with a goat. So those are the headlines.
Oh, my God.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I've got another story. Let's see. I've got some. We were talking a little bit. We might as well do it now.
Yes.
Louis fucking Gohmert.
Oh, my God, man. I'm praying to. I don't know what the fuck I'm praying to. I'm praying to this coffee cup, which makes just as much sense as anything else, that he does, in fact, win Speaker. Because. Right. That'd be, you know, be
Louis,
great.
Louis Gohmert. If you go to our Facebook, you'll see there's a story. There's a few. We're taking a lot of swings at Gohmert because the internet is in a light with delight for this idiot coming out and saying that he is going to challenge Speaker Boehner for the speakerhood tutorship.
Yeah. It's going to be a party.
Right. He announced over the weekend, Louis did. That he is going to be challenging Boehner.
Did he announce? He announced on Fox, correct?
Did he? Is that?
I thought that's where I saw it. I wanted him to announce somewhere dramatic and like local, like at a fucking, I don't know, like at a McDonald's or something, or
a VFW Lodge, yeah, or something.
And I've had something. People say, "Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks." Well. You know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
This guy wants to be Speaker of the House of Representatives. Third. third.
Where did he read
in
that?
Line Massages. For the presidency? President Grabber drops dead. Vice President Grabber drops dead. Next,
yes,
Louis Gohmert.
Right. It's terrifying. Did he go to these sex parties that Bill was at?
I doubt that.
These orgies? You don't know. I mean, this guy with the massages. Massages.
He might not have
gone. Here he says that.
To the straight ones.
They like massages.
Massages.
They gave each other massages.
Yeah.
Before they went into battle.
He's getting hard when he's talking about it.
Oh, yes. Gross.
In an interview with Fox News host Martha McCallum, Gohmert explains that he had announced over the weekend he was running for the House speakership because Boehner has not fought tooth and nail.
Oh my God.
To stop the recent budget bill.
What, you know what, man? I fucking hate these folksy expressions people whip out. Tooth and nail?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Fought tooth and nail. Here's a little bit.
It's gross.
Congressman Louis Gohmert joins me now. Good to have you here, Congressman. Good morning to you.
Nice to talk to you again, Martha. Yeah.
So, doesn't sound like John Boehner's too worried about the threat from you or from Congressman Yoho.
Well, and that's one of the problems. Yes, in November, the speaker had said we were going to fight tooth and nail. He's been on record as saying we're always going to give time to read the bill. You remember that promise from 2010? We were going to go through regular order. All of these promises were broken with the Cromnibus. We didn't fight tooth and nail, and that's why the speaker had to get Obama to help him lobby to pass the Boehner bill.
He's pissed because they were doing that, you know, compromise thing.
Oh my God.
He's pissed because Boehner didn't fall over to the 30 teetards like him and say, well, you know, you're right. Let's impeach him. Then let's repeal right. Obamacare.
Don't you feel like they did?
No abortions.
They did fight hard.
Well, right.
I mean, they shut down the fucking government, man.
I know.
They really didn't. It wasn't smart. It wasn't intelligent.
Well, Boehner didn't do that. That was
right. That's true.
It was more Teddy Cruz's kind of choice.
Okay. But still, I mean, you know, you can't say that they aren't trying to repeal right. Obamacare. I mean, they're suing the government. You know, all kinds of bullshit.
And listen.
And all of these promises need to start being made. And following up with your interview with Steve Hayes, you know, Steve made the comment we could be just totally getting rid of the tax code, those kind of things. And then you were exactly right. What we do in the next 2 years has it's going to likely help determine whether we get a Republican or not in 2016. We saw how bad it was in 2012 when we didn't fight like we promised we would.
What? We didn't fight like we promised we would. You shut down the fucking country,
oh my
you
God.
Asshole.
And they, all you assholes run on the platform that they're going to be an obstructionist.
That's what they've done for 6 years. Anything that the president wanted.
You're
going to
do
now,
more
now,
of that?
Now.
Hey, how could you say no more? How could you do more of that?
Because that's all they have. They don't have policies. Ugh. They have, we hate the black guy.
So this is their policy. What it is that no matter, their dumbass voter base, the people that fucking vote for Louis Gohmert, he can just say, he can tell them anything. He just tells them what they want to hear over and over and over again.
Oh, he's a Muslim. He's coming. He's a homosexual. He's coming for your God.
Yeah. I'm not going to compromise with the black dude from Kenya ever.
Exactly.
And they love that.
Because that's, you know, how government should work. You guys in the minority should be able to hold the entire country hostage. That's great.
I don't know. Sometimes it's like, I don't know how government should work. I feel like I know how crazy people work. And honestly, Gohmert seems a little loony.
Batshit.
We didn't keep our word about reading the bill.
The speaker has a totally different situation now than he had before. I mean, and he would argue, I would imagine, that he had to deal with the circumstances that he had in front of him. And
this, I hate this Fox puffballing because this is her hard hitting interview. Well, you know, the speaker would maybe argue. Not, you're out of your mind. You know, how can you justify this crap that you're saying?
To me, the story is that Louis Gohmert thinks he should be Speaker of the House. And if I were doing the interview, I would just bring out clips and clips and clips of shit he said.
Aspersions on my asparagus.
Explain that. Explain this. Like, how are you going to...
The gay massages.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? We want to know. We want to know because you're three heartbeats away or whatever. Oh. Three.
Done. But now I think, you know, most people on your side of the political fence would expect a very different posture and
well, for
the ability
for the
to
speaker,
get stuff done.
For the speaker to run in and pass the cromnibus that totally funds Obamacare.
That's the key right there. He funded Obamacare. We were supposed to defund it for the 50th time.
People want Obamacare.
God,
and you
heaven.
Can't. And it, like, how is that a way to fight? It got through. It went through the process it was supposed to, and now it's here. The people want it. So now you're going to.
Millions of people have health care.
You're going to defund it?
And you can't. It just doesn't work that way. And it just doesn't work that way. They talked about that before. The parts of Obamacare that receive funding. Let's not forget, Obamacare is just nothing but setting up an administrative procedure to hook up the fucking evil, scum-sucking insurance companies with people with lower to get lower rates.
Yeah.
It's not, the government isn't paying for anything. And that's what all these dummies on the right think.
How is that not socialism?
Is that because it's capitalism. It's Romneycare, you fuckers. You assholes.
God, these guys suck.
Oh, God,
these
everyone's so goddamn dumb.
You know what? They can be dumb. They can be stupid because the people that vote for them are stupid as shit. They're even dumber than these guys. So fine. Be stupid. It's working for you.
Yeah, somebody like Gohmert rises to the top of the turd pile.
In Texas somewhere.
Right. Oh, little Gohmert, we love him. we're going to get him. Let's vote for him for judge.
Fuck you all. Honestly, you people that vote for these guys.
He'll throw all the new... he'll be fair to all people.
Bunch of stupid racists.
He'll put all the black ones in jail like they should be.
Don't you ever feel like that? It's all the stupid racists and homophobes and yes. stuff. If you really feel that way, how about you guys occupy places like Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama? Do you think that'd be enough for all the racists and homophobes to live in? I don't want to give them to Florida. Florida's
Texas.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Fine. Have Texas. That's your country. Live there. You're not getting any more money from the government. The country of Mississippi will have to be self-sustainable. How would that work?
It wouldn't. Well, no. We gotta airlift the black people out.
Listen, these
because they're gonna try to. They'll vote slavery back. There's 40% of them. In Mississippi would outlaw interracial marriage.
That's so fucking
in 2014.
Dumb. It's laughable. Listen, these people vote for Republicans that don't want to raise the minimum wage. And a lot of these people are on, you know, they have jobs that are minimum wage jobs.
Well, but
that's amazing.
You don't want to hurt the Koch brothers' bottom line.
But you know, it's stupid. I just don't understand. Like, someone wants to pay you more. They're going to pass a bill that says you have to be paid more, no matter what.
You say, no, I don't want that.
You don't want that. So, like, how do you get through to these people?
They can't do the math because they tell them, people like Louis Gohmert, Steve King.
There's no math.
And all those shitbags tell them that the only people who are on having minimum wage jobs are lazy brown people and high school kids.
Right. It's dumb.
You're a slacker.
Right. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's like you could have more money at the end of the day or you could have less money at the end of the day. And I'm not using at the end of the day is that I hate that expression. At the end of the day. No, I literally mean at the end of the
older.
Yeah. At the end of the motherfucking day, Jean Valjean, you can have more fucking money. You can have more bread. You can have a bigger loaf of bread, or you can vote for this guy. He wants to give you a smaller fucking loaf of bread, you dipshit.
And wants you to work more.
You fucking stupid morons.
He wants to get rid of overtime hours, and he wants to get rid of benefits for you and get rid of your pension.
Unless you're the guy in the trailer park making $5 million a year, continue to vote for who you're fucking voting for, stupid.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Whatever. Well, hey, you know, listen, go crack a beer, watch Fox News, and have a good time. And by the way, you don't have medical marijuana in any of your shitty states. Continue to deal with your crap drug dealer. Enjoy your life.
Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't join in the convo there. You can, you know, a lot of comments happening. Some of them agree with us. Other ones are, one guy said, like, the nuts at crab diving or something. Yeah. But boycott the nuts at crab diving.
Boycott my nuts. I troll a little bit this weekend.
Oh, you were gun trolling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the best. I was like, the person, her whole family was shot to death with an AK-47.
Yes.
She survived it by playing dead. And I just said, well, maybe we're overvaluing people's Second Amendment rights too much. And then this guy was like, I like my rights.
Well, and another guy said she should have had a gun.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
If she would have had a gun, hiding in that closet.
Someone burst through the door with an AK-47. Guns motherfucking blazing, man.
Right.
I mean, I can't get out. It takes me a half hour to leave the house. And I'm like, where are my earbuds? Where's my fucking wallet? Where are my keys? Where's my bullet? Where's my guns? Now you're dead.
Well, that's why they don't want to have them in those evil safes.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
Well, okay, here's the solution. And let's all just have guns on tripods. Were those guns with the belts that go through it?
Mm-hmm.
So have them right next to your bed. And then in front of the gun, like, have a little wall of sandbags. Like you can just sleep in your own
50 caliber machine gun, you're saying?
Sleep in your own miserable little fucking foxhole.
Machine gun pit.
Wait for someone to bust into your house to get the shitty crap you bought at IKEA.
That's what doomsday preppers are.
Oh, yeah. Those are the people voting for Louis goddamn Gohmert.
Mm-hmm.
And Romney. Bunch of fucking idiots. God. I'm stockpiling massive amounts of food and weapons for a polar shift. But I won't vote for the politician who wants to raise the minimum wage. Okay, fuck you.
We could probably take a break now. It's about the top of the hour. It's 3:02 p.m. Pacific time on the Western Coast. 6:01 on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, this is a rerun. Thanks for listening to us. If you're listening live after the show, 4 p.m. weekdays is a rerun of the Cantilinguists, our 420-tastic
marijuana-ishy
kind of show.
Yummy.
7 o'clock tonight is the Hollywood Hick.
Fuck yeah.
Brand new ones on Tuesdays and Fridays, 8 p.m. The Daily Upper Decker, brand new ones of those on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Then 9 o'clock, it'll be the rerun of Today's Morning Wood with Rick Wood. Don't forget to listen to him every weekday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. And then at 11 p.m. is a rerun of Pieces of Silver.
Right. New episode coming soon.
New episode coming soon. It's being spawned in the ovaries.
That's right. He's
in the over.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all right. I was just going to say, I don't know. I don't know where I was going.
He was spawned in the ovaries.
He's going to make some shit up.
Oh, yeah. We all were, though, weren't we?
That's it. That's what we do. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, shit. We're taking a break. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's happening. I've got some music set up here in a second as Ryan covers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I still have the Wikipedia page open for Beretta. Oh, my God.
Or the show?
The show. The show was a milder version of a successful 1973-74 ABC series, Toma.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember Toma?
I kind of remember. I mean, I don't remember it, but I remember hearing of it.
A New Jersey police officer, David Toma. Toma received intense criticism at the time for its realistic and frequent depiction of police and criminal violence.
Wow.
It was too violent. So then they made, you know, a toned down version called Beretta with Robert Blake, who shot his wife to death.
Well, yeah.
Sort of.
He made a real life version that was a little more violent.
He came back and got his gun, right?
I love that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
That is really one of my favorite. Vitello's.
So does he.
Is one of my favorite restaurants in North Hollywood.
God, that's so dumb. That's why. See, that to me is a real. I mean, that speaks to gun control. Right. First off, two things went wrong.
But he didn't do it.
Okay, let's pretend. Hey, listen, you're imaginative. Imagine he might have done it.
Okay.
He did two things bad as a gun owner. Number one, he left his gun at the restaurant. That's got to be a no-no, right?
But I thought he was false flagging it because the gun that he left there wasn't the same type of gun that killed her. It's a false flag. The false flag that he planted. I don't remember.
Right, right. You know that's, you know what's crazy is Robert Blake is an American actor having starring roles in the film In Cold Blood and Beretta. That's the first line of his bio. To me, it should be he murdered his wife.
Well,
I don't know.
He was like OJ. He was found not guilty, right?
Yeah, he was.
He didn't do any time, and they've got a daughter. He ended up raising a daughter from that
awkward
woman. Yeah, the woman that he found.
Oh no,
he found killed. Coincidentally,
how did he get through the holidays? Got to be real fucking. There's got to be some tension there. Do you think after they're like opening presents or a few drinks, are like, okay, listen, I know. Last Christmas, I promise it's the last time I'm gonna fucking bring it up. Did you shoot mom?
Yeah, right.
Just look me in the eye and tell me you didn't shoot mom.
We could have had some of those Christmas cookies. I don't know if you hadn't killed mom.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's what they always bring up. If you hadn't killed mom,
like OJ Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be. Rob. Oh my God, Robert Blake as a kid played a character called Little Beaver.
Oh, he was in the he was one of the he was one of the
oh, the Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. He was.
He was in Bonanza.
So I've got a little bit of Bathtub Gin.
Oh, okay.
To lead us into the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Everybody, don't go away. Take a hit, take a shit, do whatever you need to do. More crabs after the break. We'll be right back. of
poison apple.
Wait a second. Now we're back, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of poison apples. That's Abnormal Cattle. That's our morning guy, right?
It's Rick Wood singing.
Rick Wood.
Damn, how do you give up being a rock star?
A little more energy
yeah.
in the song than he usually has at 8 in the morning.
I mean, you know, he's a great comic, but damn, I mean, that just seems like such... So badass. He's screaming into a microphone and play a guitar.
Yeah, being in a band is fun. I mean,
oh,
when I...
God, how do you walk away from that?
Even when I was in that stupid country band, I mean, it wasn't stupid. It was, you know, at the time, country was more popular.
Right.
In the late 40s.
No, people love country music.
And, well, in the area I was in, too, I was in central fucking Wisconsin. It ain't like...
Did you guys play in Illinois at all?
I don't think so.
You never played at Carol's Pub, the only country and western bar
no.
in Chicago?
No.
You
missed,
ever been there?
Missed that one.
Oh,
no.
It's amazing.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. It's right. You know, it's not, the money was good, I guess, for shit. For back then, the money was great. When I think about it, I'm sitting there fucking around playing badly piano.
Do you miss it?
I didn't know how to play piano. No, I miss performing a little bit. I mean,
right.
Sometimes I'd like to get back into plays or shit.
Why don't you just stand up?
I don't.
It's so much easier.
Not that kind of performing.
Right.
I like having to rely on somebody else's words.
Oh, gross.
Maybe then.
No.
Having to worry about my own.
Oh,
although,
God, dude.
What do we do for 2 hours a day here?
Yeah, yeah. And this is very boring to anyone who's listening, but being in a play is infinitely harder than doing stand-up. It's so much harder.
You think? Really? But to so many people, it seems like the opposite. That stand-up would be harder because it's...
No.
You're not playing a character. You're kind of being yourself, unless you're, you know, character comic.
There is a level of discipline that is required for theater. Number one, you can't be shit-faced drunk and expect to have a good show. You can in stand up. You
unless
can have a good
Richard Harris or
yeah. It's very there are exceptions. Yes, right. The best actors who have ever walked the planet.
Yeah.
Yes, they can be shit faced and do Shakespeare. Most of us can't.
Like I knew a guy. We were doing Hamlet, and the guy, one of the guys, may have been a little high.
Fuck that! That's the worst.
And they paid a lot of money for a good. A fight choreographer.
Oh yeah.
And there was a big sword fight scene, and they had to stop a couple of times
because he was stoned.
The other actor was like, "Fuck this! I'm getting hit! Like,
yeah.
he's stabbing me."
See, that's the other thing. There's none of that. Like, you got to get there early to the play to run your fight.
Yeah. Right.
There's nothing. Stand up. You just go up there. You fucking suck. So what?
I would think just memory. I wouldn't. I don't think I never did a play. No, I never did a play stoned. I don't think I ever did. I did Hungover.
Oh, yeah.
But not
please.
Like drunk.
No. It's impossible. You got to run around, have energy, remember what you're doing.
I did a final drunk.
Oh, what do you mean?
I had to perform a scene in college in an acting class.
Fancy.
And we had determined that we really could just go and shit on the floor and still pass. I mean, we had gotten... My partner and I had gotten good grades throughout the whole thing, so we were just like, "Fuck it, went to a local bar,
let's get drunk,
did shots."
Oh God,
drunk off our assholes, and went and did the scene. We had a great time though.
What is your favorite word?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's I care. I think it's really interesting. What'd you do? What scene did you do when you got wasted? Do you remember?
It was Styles. It was an Elizabethan play or something.
Hello.
So we had to stand up straight and everything and say, "Come hither."
Should have Sam Shepard.
No, that would have been much easier.
Yeah.
Fucking Ruthie. That's Manon. Oh. I've got. Let's just get right into this. Pat Robertson.
Oh my God, he's the best.
I haven't heard this clip. This is one. Where I kind of don't need to. I saw the headline.
He could be drunk and do his job. Pat Robertson. He could be stoned and do this job.
I think he may be. We don't know what's going on with Pat.
He's probably got some meds on board.
Well, this is one of those Ask Pat segments or whatever the fuck they call it.
Now, you listen here.
Where his wonderful, lovely co-host, Terry...
I'm so glad we got Terry today. It's been a while since we heard from her.
Yeah, she's...
She had a replacement the last clip we played.
Someone else was sitting in for Terry.
Vanna White never let that happen.
Terry Musin.
Yes.
So Pat, here you go. This is an email segment.
What a dipshit.
Terry will lead us into it.
Awesome.
With she's the one who reads the emails.
She's the reader.
So Pat doesn't have to do the promo. But you said, Pat, you watched some of that shit, didn't you?
He works, dude. He works
in Florida.
He works his ass off in that show. He's doing weather segments.
Come on.
He's doing motherfucking weather segments.
It's going to be a little warm today.
Yeah.
What part? Like the whole country?
Yeah. They overview, and they don't want people to turn off from whatever, the 700 Club. Everything. You get everything. It's like Jesus news there. Everything you see on MSNBC, except it's filtered through like Jesus.
Dang.
And I tell you this much. I think they do a better job with the news than fucking Fox.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. The 700 Club did a piece on the California drought. I mean, it didn't make any sense. It was fucking stupid, kind of. But I was like, God, they're not doing this on Fox.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you have that.
It's a new drop, Rick Wiles.
Your gay god.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
I don't think that's a good idea.
We can get these assholes talking to each other now. That's amazing. We have so many.
We can stop talking.
So many clips.
Is your gay god going to save you?
Yeah, right.
You gay god.
Yes, box a dildo.
Oh, these guys are so stupid.
Here we go. Here's Terry with the email question to Pat Robertson. Who then, I guess, what is he, fax god or?
Oh, sure. Telexes.
He just has an antenna in his head, I guess.
Yeah.
This is Karen Pat, who says, we declined going to our daughter's house on Christmas this year because there's always...
She's like a cartoon, isn't she? Yeah. She's like the sweet old grandma in, you know,
let me predict what's happening. Some bitch didn't want to go to her daughter's Christmas party at her house because there were gay people there. That's my guess. That's what I'm guessing.
This is Karen Pat, who says, we declined going to our daughter's house on Christmas this year because there's always an argument, hard feelings, etc. One grandchild comes high on marijuana, cursing and challenging our...
Yeah, it wasn't my place. Nobody was high. Well, I don't know.
Man. You don't fucking know. You got a couple of uncles that are like, hey, you want to go burn a fatty in the alley before we...
I would have.
Juana cursing and challenging our faith. I correct him and have told my daughter to ask him to respect our beliefs, but he keeps it up. Our daughter says she's a Christian, but will drink too and offend her daughter and her husband. Were we wrong not to attend another Christmas that leaves us upset or someone angry? I've shared my beliefs many times with them and am ridiculed by this grandson and son-in-law. Upset or someone angry? I've shared my beliefs many times with them and am ridiculed by this grandson and son-in-law.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed.
Who has woodsheds anymore, by the way?
Take that kid to the woodshed.
That's the best.
Uh-oh.
That's a drop. That has to be saved. Can you save that?
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yeah, your gay god's going to take you to the woodshed, pull your pants down.
And son-in-law.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline. He needs a strong male figure. I don't know, buddy.
Okay, wait.
Wait, we got a lot going on.
Wait a second. that sounds oddly familiar.
But the people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well...
Right.
You know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Is that what happened to the woodshed? Massages?
Right. What is Gomer talking about there, by the way? What book did he read about ancient Greek warfare?
I don't know.
That said, oh, by the way, before they went to take on the Etruscans...
Right.
They turned around and gave each other reach around.
That was in The Art of War.
Is it?
By Sun Tzu. Listen, I don't know. This guy's nuts. Strong male figure, woodshed.
Well, yeah.
and let him understand the blessings of discipline. He needs a strong male figure. I don't know about his daddy, where the daddy is. But
well, the daughter is the child of this couple.
I dig it, but the kid's got a father someplace, and the father may be out of town, and the mother's not disciplined. He needs discipline. He's going to wind up in a correctional institution. The next thing you know, he's going to be doing a hard time in.
Wait a second. This kid shows up high and makes fun of this asshole ninny who's spewing Jesus all over Christmas.
Right.
Don't take Christ out of Christmas.
He needs a strong male figure.
Right.
To
and
take
he's
him
gotta,
to the woodshed.
He's got to get the shit beaten out of him. And if he doesn't, he's going to end up in jail.
And spatter the blessings of discipline
and
upon him.
In jail, he'll be forced to roll over and present his pristine starfish to
perfect
some large, virile black man. Oh, sorry.
Some prison, and then he would wish he wasn't such a smart, you know, wise guy, because he'll be disciplined in a way that he'll never forget in some prison.
You're going to be disciplined in a way you'll never forget.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Dick Cheney used to say. That's what he told the CIA. He's like, discipline them in a way they'll never forget.
And your safe word won't work.
No safe words here.
In a way that he'll never forget in some prison. They'll prey on some young kid like that. But he needs discipline in the worst possible way. And no, you don't have to go to Christmas. Why ruin Christmas and let a lot of people like that get drunk and curse and abuse your Savior? Who needs?
You don't abuse my Savior. Don't get drunk and curse.
I saw him diddling Jesus in the corner.
He means abusing the Savior by blaspheming and using his name in vain.
Right.
This talking about him in the wrong way.
This ninny goes to Christmas, and she's trying to save everybody. This kid, this grandson, is probably off at college, shows off, stoned off his balls, because that's the only way he can put up with these assholes.
Yeah.
And the brother-in-law is right there with him. They get drunk. They start laughing their asses off. They have fun. And then she starts saying, you know, the Lord would do, and they're like, ha! And that's the Lord being having his name.
I mean, it kind of sounds like in a lot of ways these people are just coming together for Christmas because they're a family. They're not they're not really into each other.
Right.
Normally they wouldn't be at the same parties.
You're right. We looked forward to that kind of shit. Somebody getting drunk and getting pissed and leaving was the highlight of our Christmas.
Oh well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Use your Savior. Who needs that? You don't have to go. You don't have to expose yourself to this kind of ridicule and torment. I mean, it's supposed to be a day of rejoicing. So go where people want to rejoice in the Savior.
Right.
I agree. Everybody will be happy if you keep your Christo-fascist ass out of the fun, drunken, let's have a good time
and
Christmas.
By the way, this kid totally agrees with Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't come.
Yeah, I'm way with you.
Could save money on weed, maybe. I don't have to smoke so much if I don't see you. No offense.
You know, I mean, it's so weird. Again, I want to hear what... Wait.
This is Karen Pat, who says, we declined going to our daughter's house on Christmas this year because there's always an argument, hard feelings, etc.
So it's her daughter. They're going to the daughter's house.
Right.
Is what has been happening in the past.
Yes.
One grandchild comes high on marijuana, cursing and challenging our faith.
One grandchild comes high on marijuana. So...
They don't even know if he's actually high on marijuana. They're speculating.
Right. And questioning our faith.
Oh, big deal. Good God, lady. I mean, are we not supposed to? I know we're not supposed to. I know we're supposed to keep it to ourselves at all costs. But Jesus Christ, you believe all the animals in the world went into a boat.
So they've got a stoned atheist college kid grandkid now.
Yeah. He's a smart ass.
Right.
Basically, he's probably an asshole. Honestly, he probably is an asshole.
He probably starts it.
I correct him and have told my daughter to ask him to respect our beliefs, but he keeps it up. Our daughter says she's a Christian, but will drink to and offend her daughter and her husband. Were we wrong?
We'll drink to offend her daughter.
We'll drink and to and we'll drink to, comma, T-O-O.
Okay.
And offend her daughter and husband. So their daughter gets drunk.
Okay.
She says she's a Christian, but
right.
Their daughter gets drunk, and she also gets drunk and says bad shit.
Okay, this is what's happening. That mom is a nightmare. And she
and everybody has to drink to put up with her.
Right.
And then they start speaking truth.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
That's what happens with alcohol.
It's probably fine until the bad dog comes to the dog park.
Right.
To Christmas. Right. You're ruining Christmas, lady.
Yeah. And then you inject truth serum into it. Everybody gets drunk and starts, the gloves come off.
And then what do? They email Terry to ask Pat for advice.
Is it okay if we don't go to Christmas?
Why do you give a fuck if he thinks you don't go to Christmas?
None of them want you there, it sounds like. If your daughter is getting drunk.
Right.
And she's not telling her son, her asshole son, to stop picking on grandma.
Yeah.
And making fun of Jesus.
And do you think, at the bottom of her heart, this mom really wants to tell her son to stop smoking weed?
No, probably not.
Fuck no. He's probably easier to deal with.
She's probably like, bring me brownies for when grandma comes.
Yes. And by the way, continue to smoke weed. Play your video games. It's less work for me.
Right.
It's better than you out there getting somebody pregnant. Shit.
Yeah, what a fucking genius. Oh, well.
Amazing. And then you're all offended. You're like, what is the process for Ask Pat? We should send him one. We should send an Ask Pat and see if it gets read.
I think, we've talked about, doesn't it seem like some of them are setups?
It's
like,
bullshit.
Well, or that some of them, like a couple of them that got through, we read a couple one time that had to be from atheists that were trolling.
Right.
And fucking with Pat.
Yeah.
But they disguised it well enough, remember, that they, I don't even remember what the specifics were, but it was something where it was like, we were like, come on, this is one of us asking this question.
You know what we should do? We should write and say, hi, listen, I live in near West Hollywood. And the other night I was out. And,
I hear gay people.
Right. And there was a party and a parade. There were lots of flamboyant gay people about, not wearing very much. And I was stabbed with one of those secret AIDS rings. And now
they stabbed me in the dick. And fortunately, one of the homosexuals sucked out all the venom.
All the AIDS.
Before it,
yeah. Just say, listen.
Am I now gay? Am I going to hell?
Say you got AIDS. You got AIDS from the special ring. Will you pray for me? Right. That would be the best.
They'll never do it. Because they tried to, his people tried to pull that off the interwebs.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going
story.
They're not going near AIDS ring again.
No, it was. I think it was Raw Story or Right Wing Watch. Probably both.
That's amazing.
Had it. And Pat's people. They ended up doing a story about the fact that Pat's people were trying to get that shit off of the internet.
His people are the hardest working people. They're listening saying, no, not AIDS ring. What's this? Oh, fuck me. What did he say?
Yeah, right.
There's AIDS rings out there where you stab it and you get the stuff. Oh, great. Shit.
And of course, all you have to do is Google Pat Robertson AIDS ring.
Oh, is the clip there? Can
and
we
it
play
says,
it?
The gay AIDS ring video Pat Robertson does not want you to hear.
Oh, it's the best. I mean, God, he thinks it's kind of neat in a way. I mean, it's very imaginative.
Whether you're working in retail
it's one of those bloody ads.
Oh, really?
Okay, here we go.
What's wrong?
This is
is a different
I
one.
Fucked up. I got the wrong clip. We'll be with you in a moment.
But wait, it's what I was saying though was it's really imaginative, and it's kind of creative. I mean, as stupid as it is, I mean, it is like one of those secret little assassin rings, where you like put poison in it and then you poke somebody with. That's like very fucking Deadwood. That seems like something like one of those prostitutes would have in Deadwood.
Right.
You know, to protect themselves from, like, crazy cowboys and such.
Or Wild Wild West, some weird little gadget.
Yeah, it's very crazy. It's a nutty.
Okay, here we go. Let's try
it's a
this
nutty
one.
Kind of thing.
This is Mary, who says, my Sunday school class was asked to give transportation for a man from a nursing home to Sunday services because, quote, his elderly father could not drive anymore. I drove him 20-plus times over several months. I found out 2 weeks ago he's dying of AIDS. I think those driving him should have been told his diagnosis in a private way. A few people in church knew. I did not. I feel deceived. What if we had had an accident? Did someone have a moral obligation to tell the drivers the truth? I haven't been back to church since I found out. I'm going somewhere else until I sort this out.
Oh, first of all,
listen,
who is this asshole?
Someone needs to sit this person down and duct tape them to a chair and explain shit to them.
Oh, my. What if we have an accident? The AIDS is going to fly all over the place.
Well, I mean, okay. Maybe, yeah. I mean, listen, I don't. How would that happen? His dick comes off and lodges inside you.
You're right. I haven't been back to church since I found out.
Oh, you know what? You're a lunatic. Keep being crazy, stupid. Stay at home.
So here's I think fucking this is idiot. Where Pat talks about.
You know, I must confess, I don't know all the ramifications of infection with AIDS. I used to think it was transmitted by saliva and other things. Now they say it may be sexual contact. So you want to say if you're driving an elderly man who's got AIDS, don't have sex with him. But
oh, gross. Okay.
Thank you, though. Yeah. I mean, that is true. You could get AIDS if you have sex with this
that's
guy.
That's good advice.
That's a little too simplistic. I don't necessarily think you didn't get AIDS, so unless there's a cut or some bodily fluid transmission, I think you're not going to catch it. But it's a horrible thing, and I don't know what to say. There are laws now. I think the homosexual community has put these draconian laws on the books that prohibit people from discussing this particular affliction. You can tell.
Wait a second. What draconian laws are on the books that prevent anyone from talking about AIDS?
It was in the Patriot Act.
Apparently, Ronald Reagan issued it out upon himself because he wouldn't talk about AIDS until...
Yeah, he wouldn't say shit.
Tens of thousands of people were dead.
You know what he said that was kind of amazing in that? He's like, he said, okay, well, just don't have sex with this guy. He goes, that's kind of simplistic. But it's not. That's actually true. If you don't want to catch AIDS with the guy you're driving to wherever, that's accurate.
Yeah, don't have sex.
That's all you have to do is just don't have sex with him. That's the one rule.
Avoid the Blood Brothers thing.
Well, yeah, but don't fuck him.
Right.
I mean, that made sense, Pat. And he says, that doesn't make sense. No, it makes perfect fucking sense.
Put these draconian laws on the books that prohibit people from discussing this particular affliction. You can tell somebody they got a heart attack. You can tell them they've got high blood pressure, but you can't tell anybody they've got AIDS. So I don't even see. You didn't catch anything, so keep going to church and praise the Lord. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think you were doing a good thing by transporting this man. I have known many people with AIDS and have never felt fearful, you know, of a scenario like this. I guess I think even if you'd had a car accident.
You know what they do in San Francisco, some of the gay community, they want to get people.
Hey, hold on. Strap in.
Can I just say?
We just had a voice of reason.
Terry said something really nice and compassionate.
Lovely, yeah.
Listen, I think she's in this for the job. So we have to kickstart her. We have to save Terry.
Or she is a little naive, though. Remember when she said the peace symbol? She goes, I don't know the peace symbol. I just always equated it with the drug culture.
You dumb asshole.
But still, it's a lovely thing she says. I've known people with AIDS.
Yeah, she doesn't feel threatened because she under... How can he not... He says he's not smart enough to understand how you get AIDS.
Yeah. I think now they say it's...
Blood, semen, breast milk. Those three things. You have to come in contact with those three things. Those three body fluids. Blood, semen, fucking breast milk. It somehow has to get inside you. Really strange car accident would have to happen, by the way.
So strap in. Here's what Pat says that his people tried to have taken off of the internet.
It's also not.
Well, you know, I think you were doing a good thing by transporting this man. I have known many people with AIDS and have never felt fearful, you know, of a scenario like this. I guess I think even if you'd had a car accident,
logic, smart. A caring human being. Now,
but that something she said made him think of this next stupid ass thing he's gonna say.
He's contradicting her.
He's arguing.
She's saying, you know, AIDS people with AIDS are cool, and now he's saying, well, hold on a second.
She's saying something that is quote unquote very Christian, right?
Well, yeah.
I have compassion for these fucking people.
Right. Well, he's going to say something very Christian too.
Oh yeah.
Doing San Francisco, some of the gay community that they want to get people. So if they've got the stuff, they'll have a ring. You shake hands, and the ring's got a little thing where you cut your finger.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's that kind of vicious.
I think she's not even buying it. I think she's not buying it.
I don't think so either.
She's like, really?
Yeah, what we're hearing right here is a rare Terry fuck up. Because what Terry is supposed to say is, yes, I've heard that too. I agree. That's her job. That's how she...
Even if it's hard to believe, more of like a really?
Yeah.
Not a really.
But if you're gonna say really, you're right. You got to be real fucking careful
that
about
it. A challenge.
You're dealing with a crazy person, and her job. I don't know.
Maybe
man.
That's why she was off for a while.
Listen, I work for somebody, and I say yes. I agree with. If you're paying me, I agree with whatever you're saying. It makes perfect sense to me. I don't have a problem with it.
Ah, fuck. I just pressed the wrong button.
Oh, that's all right.
Many people with AIDS and have never felt fearful, mm-hmm. you know, of a scenario like this. I guess I think even if you'd had a car accident.
They do in San Francisco, some of the gay community, they want to get people. So if they've got.
Okay. I mean, they want to get people.
And he did that little tongue click thing. He does this.
Yeah.
You know what they do in San Francisco? Let me tell you what they do in San Francisco. God, he paints a scary picture of San Francisco. Yeah. And listen, if this was really happening, let's buy into this bullshit, okay?
What, like rampant 007 homosexuals running around with AIDS-infected gadgets to get you?
That would be the biggest.
Drones are going to be next. It's going to be AIDS drones.
Yeah, AIDS drone, HIV helicopters. That would be the biggest story in the news if that was actually happening. In San Francisco. If there were armies of gay people running around with little prickers sticking you with AIDS, that would be a huge story. How's Pat the only person that gives a shit about this?
Where does he get this information
and
from?
If this were true, I would be against it.
Right.
What a dumbass.
Where does he get his info from?
Oh, God. I mean...
Here we go.
The stuff... They'll have a ring, you shake hands, and the ring's got a little thing where you cut your finger.
Really?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's that kind of vicious stuff, which would be the equivalent of murder.
Yeah.
But anyhow, for that one, go
for
back to your...
For church is involved.
Yeah, go back to your church, you're fine. Okay.
I agree.
He's got a thing in his ear. Now that I'm watching that video, I wonder if he's... If there's a handler.
Who's in there handling him?
Who's like, okay, move on. No, next story. We got to move on.
I think its handler has it in his office. The fifth of something in the desk and like a big, gigantic, Econo-sized bottle of Tums.
I would have some kind of a cattle prod device hooked up to.
Oh, my God.
Have the stuff. What? What is he saying?
Talk less about that ring thing. Oh, shit.
It says, according to Right Wing Watch, this is from a year and a half ago, Christian Broadcasting Network embarked on a total and frankly embarrassing cover-up of Pat Robertson's statement that gay people in San Francisco try to cut people's fingers with special rings in order to infect them. By the way, when he is saying, I thought you get it from saliva, now I guess they're saying that it's sexually transmitted. He makes it sound like they just figured this out. This is a year and a half ago.
He's a dumbass.
This isn't 1983. This is 2013 that he's talking about.
He's fucking stupid.
They edited his comments out of the online broadcast of the 700.
Oh, yeah. Why would you do that? That's the one. See, that's stupid. That's where these people are fucking dumb. He finally said something interesting. That's the one thing people are going to want to hear.
And they took down the YouTube video.
Bad move.
And they went after Right Wing Watch with copyright complaints of the copied video.
Oh, that's so funny.
Which was temporarily removed, but it got back.
Yeah, that's never going away, right? It's just impossible for that to go away.
Right.
Well, isn't there like, speaking of things that just disappear from the internet, isn't there like somebody threw out a first pitch of a game that was just so fucking bad? It got yanked, and you can't find it anymore?
Chris Rock.
Was it Chris Rock?
I thought I heard... I thought I heard somewhere that Chris Rock like had people just like scour the internet to try to pull it off. I think that's...
And then the other thing that's not out there that I wish I could find... It kills me.
Oh, Glenn Berman?
Chris Berman.
Oh, Chris Berman. I mean, yeah, Glenn
Berman. Chris Berman's fucking... what was it? A speech to a...
It was a commencement speech, right?
A commencement address that he was supposedly wasted, right? He was drunk.
Right.
Oh, God. I if anybody knows where I can find it, send that to info@crabdiving or just fucking...
Yeah, Ryan at
Crab Diving.
Tweet it to us. Crab Diving.
Tweet it. I want to see that so fucking bad. Could you imagine how funny that is?
Yeah.
Too big
drunk
dumbass.
Off his ass, yeah.
What? How far down the line it was Chris Berman the first choice for a fucking commencement address?
Yeah.
Chris Berman. I'm saying it's a Chris Berman, man.
I think they may have, you know.
It was before. Who did they ask before? Like, Carl Weathers can't do it. Let's see if we get Chris Berman.
I was just reading Pat Robertson after that, after he was called out for that AIDS thing.
Called out, yeah.
He said that he regrets that my remarks have been misunderstood.
Well, wait a second.
But this often happens because people do not listen to the context of remarks that are being said.
Okay.
What?
That makes sense. Here's how that would make sense in the context. If he was saying, listen, guys, I got a great character for a science fiction movie. Right. He's a guy that runs around with an AIDS ring stabbing people with the stuff because that's what they do in San Francisco.
It's
Fade
like
to black.
Fox News editing where they were saying... we won't stop till killer cops are in cell blocks.
Right.
And then Fox News edited it so it sounded like we won't stop, so kill a cop.
God, I mean.
Pat said, I was asked by a viewer whether she had a right to leave her church because she had been asked to transport an elderly man who had AIDS and about whose condition she had not been informed. My advice was that the risk of contagion in those circumstances was quite low and that she should continue to attend the church, not worry about the incident.
That's actually not true. We just listened to it. And until Terry stepped in.
Right.
She said, well, I don't know what could happen. A car accident could happen. And
he was like, I don't know. I don't know. I used to think you'd get it. I don't know. I don't know. Terry, what do you think? And she's like, I think it's fine.
You generally have to fuck someone to get AIDS. Yeah, you generally have to put your penis inside of them.
If you...
Something.
Take a load to your face, have a cut on your nose.
Even
something.
Then, that I think it's very difficult. Even then, it's very fucking difficult.
Even if you blow it in the eye, in the soft tissue there. He says, Pat goes on to say, in my own experience, our organization sponsored a meeting years ago in San Francisco where trained security officers warned me about shaking hands. Because in those days, certain AIDS-infected activists were deliberately trying to infect people like me by virtue of rings which would cut fingers
AIDS
and
activists.
Transfer blood. I want citations.
I want to meet this security guard, this bullshit security guard that doesn't fucking exist.
You got to be careful, Reverend Robertson. We've got some homos here who are trying to infect you with AIDS.
Oh, yeah. No shit. Yeah, they run around here with rings. You got to watch your, right. watch your 6 and 12.
Like they've got straws hiding in the...
Blow darts.
Yeah.
Blow darts.
Jesus Christ.
Blow darts tainted with AIDS.
I regret that my remarks had been misunderstood. They weren't.
I totally understand what you mean. I get what you're saying. You're fucking stupid, but I understand your thought process.
In no wise, and they have sick after this, which means that's his mistake they left in. In no wise were my remarks meant as an indictment of the homosexual community, or for that fact to those infected with this dreadful disease. Well, it was. You said there are those
in San Francisco
who have the stuff and want to get others.
You said they're gay people in San Francisco running around trying to stab people with AIDS rings to give them fucking AIDS. How's that not an indictment?
I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I get it, dude. You're fucking Looney Tunes. You're nuts.
Or some bodily fluid transmission. I think you're not going to catch it, but it's a horrible thing. And I don't know what to say. There are laws now.
Well, and this where he goes about
thing.
There are laws now where you can't even talk about it. What the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, what law? I mean, just wondering.
Where you
dude.
Can't talk about AIDS.
God, these right-wing nut jobs, they can just say whatever the fuck they want. And then when they're on, even when they're on tape, he's clearly saying this.
Yep, no, I didn't.
It's not denial. You can't deny that. There it is. It's right there.
Like Dennis Rodman said.
The girl fell out of the ceiling, right?
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I wasn't fucking her. So that's a little Pat Robertson. We had a long Pat Robertson moment there. I mean,
he's just amazing. He's just such a great performer.
Started out with beat the shit out of the asshole
grandson. I forgot.
Who shows up stoned for Christmas.
He wants to take somebody in to the woodshed and meet out some bless. What did it say?
Some manly justice. I don't know.
the bless introduce him to the blessing of discipline.
Oh shit!
That's that weird Christian subjugation, man. Yeah. You gotta
get out the latex.
Yeah, you gotta be, you know, disciplined. You gotta be punished, punished, punished.
There are people into that, you know. I mean, you can find somebody to walk you around on a leash and shit. God, meet me out by the woodshed with a strong male figure. Right. God damn it!
Did you ever see that the shit where people are being have their balls stepped on by stiletto heels and stuff? And yeah, they're way into that crap. I don't know. I wear a cup when you know you have an athletic event that.
Well, that's your loss.
These guys, yeah,
they're a bunch of fetishists watching you play baseball, and they're like, oh, oh wait. You wear a cup during tennis too, right? Because the ball's coming so fast.
No, I never wear a cup during
tennis. What if it hit you? How fast does a tennis ball travel?
I've gotten hit in the balls by a ball once or twice.
How fast does it travel as a tennis ball?
On a serve from a big dude, 120-ish, 130-ish.
Somebody like Venus.
120-ish?
Uh-huh.
130-ish?
130 miles an hour.
Yes.
Hitting your balls.
Yes.
Won't wear a cup. Why?
It hurts. Well, I mean, it's hard to run around and change direction. And
it's hard to run around after you get hit in the ball with a fucking thing going 120 miles an hour.
The incidence is quite low.
Oh, okay.
And you usually have enough reaction time to at least...
That's what surfers say before they get in the water.
The only time I got hit in the balls was at the net.
Right.
And the other guy was at the net. Like it was a volley exchange, and it just it was too fast to react.
Yeah, does anybody ever do that on purpose in the history of tennis? They see somebody and they try to hit you with a ball.
Oh, all the time.
Is that a tactic?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Yeah. There was one time it was on. We were playing a doubles tournament, and this one guy had the court wide open. He hit a fluffy bad lob, and the guy had the whole court open, wound up, and drilled me right in the back.
Oh, that sucks.
And I was like...
Did you beat his ass?
Oh, I hit him in the face.
With your what, racket?
With the ball.
Oh, the ball.
Yeah, I got
him. How did you do that?
A few points later, I had the option of where to aim, and I took a full swing at it and got him kind of right in the face.
Guys, you're like fucking hockey players.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, don't fuck with us. And then we all ended up laughing, because then it was like... I don't know. We all realized we were going to either kill each other, or we better laugh this off.
Did you all tenay?
Have you seen this, what's going on with Ferguson now? There's an update.
People run around with those AIDS rings.
Did you know I didn't realize there's a lifetime gag order on the grand jury from the Darren Wilson case.
Oh, okay.
And the Michael Brown killing.
Oh, no books,
Michael
huh?
Brown killing. That a lifetime gag order.
What the fuck is that? Don't we live in America? You can pretty much talk about whatever you want to.
But now there's a juror who is being identified as Grand Juror Doe.
Ooh, fancy.
I think they come up with better names.
John Doe.
Doe.
That's the way it's always been.
Is pissed and is suing to remove this gag order and naming this dirtbag McCullough, this shitmeister, county prosecutor.
Hello, shitmeister!
That shitmeister Meisterberger that, basically presented the conviction of Michael Brown the grand jury.
Do you think at shitmeister is a Twitter handle that exists?
Oh, absolutely. So they filed federal lawsuit naming McCullough they're being represented by the ACLU. They say that the juror would like to talk about the experience of serving on the panel because they don't feel that what McCullough is out saying
is true,
is the accurate portrayal of the events.
But why would anybody doubt his credibility?
right.
Oh, I want to know. God damn it. Don't you want to hear what this juror, don't you want to hear his story?
Oh, absolutely.
I want to hear this guy.
They're saying that the current information available about the grand jurors' views is not entirely accurate, especially implying that all grand jurors believed there was no support for any charges. So there were people who were outvoted who were like, this is some bullshit.
This is a huge fucking story.
The juror also states in the lawsuit that explanation of the law was made in a muddled and untimely manner, compared with other cases presented to them. So, you know, they see multiple cases. It's not like you're convened and you only do one case. As a grand jury, apparently you're appointed and it's your job. It's your gig. You do it for a period of time. You see a number of cases. And this juror is saying, you know what? This one wasn't like the others for some reason.
It's weird. You know what? It's like, God, just think about what happened now. I mean, a guy executed someone, shot him to death, and then it was facilitated by the fucking government.
Right.
Who's supposed to be protecting the guy that got shot to death.
Right.
God damn it.
The juror is also wondering, the lawyer was saying, they're wondering, well, how McCullough is walking around talking about jury deliberations. What would he know about what went on with the jury deliberations?
Oh, yeah.
Unless someone broke the gag order.
Right.
About what went on the jury deliberations already. So did he have a mole in the...
Maybe he had it. Maybe it was wired for sound. Maybe he's hiding in the closet listening.
So this grand juror wants to talk and says that they want to say some things that are in contrast to how McCullough is representing the process that happened.
Now, let me understand this. If he opens his mouth and does some tell-all interview, he'll be arrested, right? Because there's a...
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's a ban.
I'm sure it's criminal.
Damn, we got to start a Kickstarter to move this guy to France. He can hang out with Roman Polanski. Go tell your fucking story.
So the ACLU is working on it. They're saying that they're trying to... They think the secrecy here needs to be dropped. That in this case, because of the apparent... I think it's obvious, signs of corruption and tampering and bullshititude from the prosecutor's office, that they had no intention of any charges being...
Man.
And they wanted to make goddamn well sure that no charges were brought up against Darren Wilson.
You know for sure that we're going to hear his story. There's no way.
This juror?
Yeah. This gag order or whatever the fuck that is, that's going to go away. It has to. The public outrage is going to be insane.
We should do a Kickstarter to retire them to Tahiti, whoever this juror is. We'll buy him a beach house.
Oh, my God.
And send him to Costa Rica or Tahiti or something, just wherever they don't have extradition.
Yeah. Could you imagine how great your life is? All of a sudden, you're like, oh, God, I'm living in some tropical paradise. I don't miss Ferguson at all.
Yeah, right. Ferguson, fucking Missouri.
Probably horrible there. So that's Jesus Christ.
That's the story there of what's going on in the Ferguson. Still, I don't know how it's going to work, but they're trying to sue their way to some transparency.
Can we just play, go back and just do Pat Robertson clips? Oh, my God. I was just thinking about, like... God, he's nuts.
You could do a whole
kissing cousin.
I don't want to say the Bible is
I mean, he told us to all go marry our cousins. It's fine.
Hey. Kissing cousins. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of the Christian rightitude.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You guys are all fucking nuts. You're insane. And to think that these Christians marginalize atheists as being wackos is crazy.
And speaking of fuck wattitude, go to our Facebook page, Crab Diving on Facebook. You'll see the story of the governor, turd face of Idaho, Otter.
Right.
Isn't that his name, Otter?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mr. Otter.
The has decided that he's going to keep fighting for the state to make sure that those homosexuals can't marry.
Oh, God. You know, fuck you, dude. Fight away.
God, they're using so many of these judges have outwardly shut down this, well, you know, the purpose of marriage is procreation.
Fuck you.
Well, then what do you do about older couples? Okay, you can't get married.
Oh, you better figure out how to procreate.
That vagina's the Gobi Desert.
No, you're going to have to revamp it or something. I don't know what you got to do.
Right.
Make it work.
Or couples that, I don't know, don't want to have kids.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
that. You know, put a gun to that filly's head and make that
make that
vagina shoot out something in the Christian world.
This is Idaho guy. Does he think there aren't enough people?
He says, Idaho's view of marriage is biologically based and primarily child-centered.
Fuck you.
It's for the children, Ryan.
We're taking sex away from everyone, and we're going to make that about having kids. Hey, hey, fuck you, Idaho.
It holds that the principal, though not exclusive, purpose of marriage. See, they slipped that, though not exclusive. Ugh. Is to unite a child to his or her biological mother and father whenever possible, and when not possible, to a mother and father.
Eat a dick. Really. What does this guy do for fun? I mean, what an uncool asshole.
The time has come for this court to resolve a question of critical importance to the states, their citizens, and especially their children.
Don't they frack in Idaho? Isn't that more important?
I'm sure. Whether the federal constitution prohibits a state from maintaining the traditional understanding and definition of marriage as between a man and a woman. So he wants...
Suck it.
They want to sue to force the Ninth Circuit to rule, and then they want the Supreme Court to ultimately rule on this.
They want
once and for all.
Right.
Because I don't know if they think they got the votes or not.
They want Jesus to come down from the sky and smite all the homos.
Right.
Okay? That's what this crazy ass wants.
They've already spent $400,000 in legal bills fighting this.
Oh, you stupid asshole.
Taxpayer money.
Right.
Sue the fuck out of this shitbag.
Yeah. But hey, taxpayers, congratulations.
Sue them.
This is who you put in office, you stupid fuck faces. You voted for this guy.
And listen, he himself has reportedly spent $100,000 on outside attorneys. He's so invested in this.
Spend all your money, dumbass.
Otter.
What a dipshit.
Butch Otter.
Butch
Otter. It's a gay porn star name.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Dude. I even think, is Otter like, you know, you have bears. That's a guy. He's like big and hairy. He walks around and, you know.
Oh.
There is an otter.
Maybe an otter is a... Like a twink is a skinny guy with no hair. A bear is a big guy with hair. And you're saying an otter is maybe it's a younger guy with hair.
No. Urban Dictionary is going to help us out.
UrbanDictionary.com.
An otter is. Oh, wait, I could play the audio of this definition too. You can hear an otter reader. How hilarious. A gay man who is very hairy all over his body, but is smaller in frame and weighs considerably less than a bear.
So it's a little hairy dude.
Right. Oh, my God. They use it in a sentence.
Come on. What's the sentence?
Larry is an otter, and he likes to date bears or other otters. Hey.
That could be from a children's book, too. Yeah.
Otter pops. Wait. They have related terms, right? An otter pop. A frozen popsicle treat that comes in a long plastic tube. Oh, well, that's not. I thought that would be, like, an interesting...
We got to wrap it up here.
Oh,
we only got to about 30 seconds here. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. We're on Google Plus. We're on Pinterest. We're all over the place. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is at Rated R Comedy on Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
And we're back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Go to crabdiving.com, blah, blah, blah. See you tomorrow, everybody. Bye.
Water.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.